Well, I hope I'm getting you a nice break here, buddy. How are you?
Oh, I'm doing fantastic. Yeah, just checked into the hotel. Yeah, glad to talk about things going on in Bloomington from Terre Haute. I understand there's this nice museum up here named after a gentleman named Larry that I'm going to check out later today.
Very cool.
Apparently he's an important person.
Oh, yes, the aviary, right? The bird, where all the other birds are hanging out. Here's a silly question for you. Are you staying at the casino?
I'm actually not, but I might just walk over there. Who knows?
Well, in the name of research, I think you should. You should check all this out. But it's interesting because, as we know, Terre Haute's just up the street, about an hour or so if you take 46 westbound. And, well, I don't want to say they're our competition, but they are our competition a little bit, aren't they?
I'd say so. I mean, in the world of tourism, every town and every city is your competition. But we all kind of work together and make Indiana a great destination.
Well, that's the other fun part, too, because having regional partners, you can't do everything. They can't do everything. You can't do everything. But some interesting things going on, as we know, trying to get the Monroe Convention Center expanded and hotel partners and all that fun stuff going on. We'll leave that to McAfee and all the heavy lifting there. We're going to have some fun with Jordan Smith today as we get into all the great things that are going on here in Bloomington and Monroe County as fall is rolling. Well, not officially yet until next Monday, but we've got so many things to get to. You guys provide a great resource at visitbloomington.com. And I think today we're going to do a lot of September-y things. So this isn't going to be one of those 5,287 opportunities to go trick-or-treating in Bloomington. We'll talk about that next month. But we've got Oktoberfest. We've got markets going on. We've got comedy. Well, this is exhausting, and it's how it should be. So let's start with our friends in Steinsville. Marty Hawk is reminding us that their big festival is coming up. It's the last weekend of September, not this weekend. I got that one wrong earlier today.
Yeah, that's correct. September's still coming. It's still going on right now. So if you can't find anything to do this month, it's really your own fault because there's still so much going on. And right before fall hits, even though the leaves are beginning to change. But yes, Steinsville, they have their Stone Quarry Festival. And like you said, that's the last weekend of the month, Thursday, September 26th through the 28th, which is a Saturday. That's at McLaughlin Park. And this is a great way to connect with Monroe County's rich limestone history. It's a two-day celebration. There's going to be some amazing events like a rubber duck derby, some pie judging, which I would love to be a part of. Enjoy some live music. Some food and craft vendors will be there as well. And, of course, the All-Star Senior Queen Contest. That's always a big popular event. And, of course, the Steinsville Quarry Parade. You don't want to miss that.
No,
you
do not.
It's a great celebration for one of our smaller towns around Monroe County.
Yeah, we have Harrodsburg Heritage Days. That's usually in the early portion of, what is that, spring, summer, somewhere early in there. I always talk to my great friend Paul Strain. They put on a great part of it. Now, Steinsville, after the Monroe County Festival, is what Monroe County Fall Festival. So there's always great things going on. But you know what? I consider myself kind of a foodie and a beer guy. I didn't know we were having this many German Oktoberfest celebrations. This is great news.
Absolutely. Actually, this weekend is the kickoff of Oktoberfest around the world. So a couple of places here in town are definitely celebrating. The first one I definitely want to highlight is Bloomington Brewing Co. I do need to mention this is a 21 and older celebration, so of course, and as always, celebrate accordingly, and of course be safe as well. So this one at Bloomington Brew Co. will take place Sunday, so that's from 3 to 7 p.m. That's their third annual Oktoberfest, so they'll be unveiling their Oktoberfest lager. You can purchase a giant beer mug. Pappy Shack, the food truck, they'll be serving some food there. I'm hoping it'll be some German-style food. And, of course, you're going to want to enjoy some authentic German music. They'll have a live polka band there, so be sure to dust off your Lederhosen and dirndl there.
My Lederhosen is a little dusty. It's been almost a year. This is going to be out at Industrial Park at the brewery, correct? Not at Lenny's, folks, so don't get confused here. This is a difference. I know those terms for a while were interchangeable, but this is the Bloomington Brewing Company out on Profile Parkway, so we'll remind you of that as we get closer and closer to the week. And you know what? I'm going to give a big round of applause to the Bloomington Brewing Company. Sunday festivals, they're not easy to come by. I know we have a little bit like with the Labor Day weekend, but that's I like that because our friends at Heartwork Brewing have Friday and Saturday taken care of. I can go to all three.
Absolutely. What's better than one day, 2 days, and the only thing better than 2 days is 3 days of Oktoberfest.
My lederhosen will be exhausted by the end of the weekend.
Might need a new pair. Who knows? But yeah, Heartworks, Friday and Saturday from noon to 11 p.m. And they're the newest brewery in town. Great people over there. Their inaugural Oktoberfest will be taking place Friday and Saturday, and it'll feature German food from Chef's Table Catering. They'll offer some steins for purchasing, as well as something called beer stockkeln. I think that's how you say it. It's also known as beer spiking. And from my understanding, they use a fired spike that they dip into the beer, and they stir it around a little bit. It creates this nice creamy foam and gives it a malty, toasted marshmallow-type flavor for it. Well, I mean, what's better of a fall flavor than Oktoberfest and toasted marshmallows, right?
I'll have to work on the forecast. It's 91 on Friday and Saturday. Maybe we'll just hold the stick up to the sun and let it melt naturally and do all that. But that's the great part of this. Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. So if one day does not fit your schedule, another one just might. And to have local breweries picking up on that on the Oktoberfest will be fun. So you'll have food, you'll have beverages, you'll have music. And you can find all the details at visitbloomington.com. Jordan Smith is checking in today from Terre Haute. He's a leisure marketing manager. And, of course, we don't have to tell everybody we have home football on this Saturday and next Saturday, the final two Saturdays of September. So if you're wondering why the Lotus World Music Festival is not in September, I think I just gave the answer, right?
Absolutely. They pushed it back a little bit, but you don't want to miss out on that either. It's their 31st annual celebration of the Lotus World Music and Arts Festival. So that's, Thursday, October 3rd through Sunday, October 6th. We're skipping ahead a little bit into October. That's perfectly fine. So every year, people of all ages, ethnicities, abilities, backgrounds, they come to the Lotus Festival just to enjoy some great music, some great art. And speaking of, I'm told that Arts Village will be making their triumphant return.
Oh, great.
In front of the public library on Kirkwood Avenue. I know that was a major, major part of Lotus Festival. And so I'm really thrilled that they're bringing that back. And of course, from my understanding, T-shirts are a very big collector's item for people who are a fan of Lotus. So be sure to purchase one of those at the event.
And the other part, it's a great volunteer opportunity as well. And if you pick one of the evenings to volunteer, you get a ticket for one of the days you're not volunteering. So I don't know if they're full of volunteers. I don't know if anybody's ever full of volunteers. So reach out to the Lotus World Music Festival. You can grab their website from visitbloomington.com. Jordan Smith is our guest today. And, if we have music and we have art for Lotus, we've got some other great things going on. Like you mentioned, it's still here in September. And there's a market coming up this Saturday that sounds terrifying. Let me know about what's going on this weekend.
I'm assuming you're talking about the Witch Fest Harvest Market, right?
Well, you could hear the trembling in my voice, of course.
Anytime you start talking about creepy witches and ghouls, then yeah, I'm sure a chill will go up your spine. But yeah, that is this Saturday from 11 a.m. to 7 p.m. That'll be on the courthouse lawn there in downtown Bloomington. Don't get too afraid about it. They say it's kind of like Crafts meets Gilmore Girls, and there's nothing scarier than Gilmore Girls, I guess, right? So it's located, like I said, on the courthouse lawn. You'll find artists of all kinds. They'll have some handmade makers and crafters there. They'll also have some astrological readers providing a variety of services, including tarot card readings, bone readings. There's something called Reiki, I believe is what it's called. And it's sort of like they use gentle touches to help guide energy in a way that leads to balance and healing throughout your body. There'll be some voodoo, I'm sure, there as well. But it's arts, crafts, and some witchy stuff.
Well, that's too bad the full moon is tonight at 10:44 with the lunar eclipse being part of that as well. But it makes for a hooting and hollering weekend here in Bloomington. We know we've got Food Truck Friday goes on every Friday, and Food Truck Wednesday goes on as well, and home football. Well, it's exhausting, and it should be that way. But if football or crowds perhaps aren't your thing, well, we got a little comedy for you. The Buskirk Chumleys always busy. They had I saw a Prince tribute band there one weekend, and the Swifties were doing something, and you've got movies and the whole nine yards. But we've got some family friendly comedy, which I mean this positive. We don't always get that, but now we do.
It's true. His name is Henry Cho, and he is he's an Asian American of Korean descent who grew up in Knoxville, Tennessee. So you can imagine the kind of accent he has there. He's got a very strong Southern Tennessee accent, and he's absolutely hilarious. He's one of my favorites growing up. That'll be Saturday, September 21st. The show kicks off at 7:30. Like you said, it's family-friendly, a very PG-rated show. He's been on The Tonight Show, The Late Late Show, as well as Young Comedians Special. He even has a special on Netflix, I believe. And believe it or not, he was actually inducted as the 229th member of the Grand Ole Opry in Nashville, Tennessee, which is an amazing honor because they only have maybe 10 comedians in that ring of honor. And he's the first comedian to have received that since 1973. So he is a very talented, very funny man. And last I checked, there's still some tickets available, but they are going pretty fast. He is a very popular comedian to see.
And if you go to visitbloomington.com and click on that link, it'll take you right to the ticketing for the Buskirk Chumley Theater, and you can enjoy the 7:30 show. Again, that's coming up this Saturday. Jordan Smith joining me from Visit Bloomington, the leisure marketing manager. I just feel relaxed when I say leisure marketing manager. You need theme music. Next time I will have leisure music for you. Well, we talk about the downtown square, and we talk about our surrounding communities as well. Well, one of our great surrounding communities is Indiana University, and they have a couple of incredible, I don't want to displays. What am I going to call these going on? But the Eskenazi Museum of Art is busy, and so is the Jacobs School. Take it away, my man.
Absolutely. Well, one of these is called Amped at IU. And this is a Jim Irsay guitar collection. Of course, Jim Irsay, the CEO of the Indianapolis Colts, he is a big fan of rock music and has a giant and extensive collection. And this kicks off about noon on Friday, September 27th, and it will last until 7 o'clock. This is what I'm talking about right now is a one-day exhibit, so you'll want to be there. At McCalla, actually, is where it's going to be.
Oh, it's at McCalla? Okay. That's over on between 9th and 10th Street off Indiana, the McCalla School. So folks know where that's at. And this is like his traveling circus, and I mean that in a positive way, but it's a one day only. So don't think sometimes when we talk about museum things, it goes for 3 months or whatever. No, this goes for 2 hours.
Yes. Well, they will have an exhibit that will last a year, but this one-day-only thing will show an exhibition of guitars owned and played by the likes of Jerry Garcia from the Grateful Dead.
There we go.
Bob Dylan, of course. David Gilmour from Pink Floyd. Eric Clapton has a guitar there. Prince, one of the most unique-looking guitars I think you can find of any rock star. Nirvana's Kurt Cobain has some. Three of the Beatles will have guitars there. Les Paul, like the Les Paul, will have a guitar there. And Edge from U2, Pete Townsend. Gosh, so many. Nancy Wilson will have some there.
Is Pete Townsend's guitar in two pieces?
It should be, right? That makes sense. You can't end a show from The Who without somebody smashing a guitar.
Or a hotel room. You pick. It's really up to you. That guitar you'll see from Prince is the one he played at the halftime show of the Super Bowl. The Colts won in the rain.
And the best halftime show, in my opinion.
It's not even close. I mean, no offense to anybody else, but what he had to do in that performance in a steady pouring rain, there's like a documentary. I don't know if you've seen it about how they had to do that with the weather and everything else. It's absolutely fascinating. So Jimmy Irsay has done a great job to not let these pieces go. They've gone into a private collection, but it's not on his wall in his mansion that nobody can go in and see. He does an unbelievable job of taking this across the country and letting people experience it. So we might have problems with the Colts' rush defense right now, but we can't be mad at the guitar collection.
Not at all. Not at all. But you did mention that there is something going on at Eskenazi Museum, but I will touch on that briefly. Since we did talk about some rock stars here, one of our local ones, Mr. John Mellon, Cougar Mellencamp, we know him as a rock Hall of Famer and everything, an amazing performer, but you didn't know that he is a very talented artist, as in painter. So now, going on right now until December 15th at the Eskenazi Museum of Art, around 12 o'clock to 5 p.m. each day that they're open, you can see a large collection of oil portraits and multimedia pieces by the beloved musician John Mellencamp. It's right there at the Eskenazi Museum. Some amazing work. He is a multi-talented, not just in music, but also in painting.
So it doesn't matter if you like food or drink, arts or crafts, music, comedy. There is something for everyone. And again, these are just some of the highlights. Jordan, where should everybody log in and go so you can see all the calendars if you're looking to plan out, heck, all even through the month of October?
Yeah, go ahead to our website. That's visitbloomington.com/events. That's where you can find our community calendar, as well as events going on every weekend, the annual events throughout the year. If you have an event that you want on the calendar, you can submit one right there as well. It's visitbloomington.com/events.
Excellent. And then we'll get back with you after your work in Terre Haute is done. We'll have you back to start the new month of October and get to all those great things, because that's going to be the week of Lotus Fest and Hilly Hundreds in town. And we've got Homecoming coming up and Hoosier Hysteria and museums grand opening. Well, it's exhausting.
Yeah, so much to do here. As I said at the beginning, if you can't find something to do, it's your own fault.
All right. Well, if you need me to pick your lederhosen up from the dry cleaner, let me know. If you get stuck in Terre Haute, we'll make sure we have that ready to go for or sunscreen. I guess if it's going to be 90 on Friday and 91 on Saturday, we need to be careful out there. Yeah, job, buddy.
I'm sorry. Call it leisurehosen.
Right? I like that. And Jordan and I will be performing stand-up on the corner of 7th and Walnut starting on Wednesday at 3:30 in the afternoon. Great job, buddy. Great to hear from you again. Tell McAfee not to work you too hard, please.
I'll try not to.
All right.
You have a good one.
I'll email you about October, and we'll get back together and keep everybody updated on this. We got too many things going on. We can't wait a month to do this. We've got to be on this more often.
Absolutely.
All right, buddy. Have a great time in Terre Haute. I want a full report when you get back, and we'll get everybody updated. Stay tuned. Follow along at visitbloomington.com. Thanks, pal.
Thank you. Have a good one.